inner hall of life.
Fuck that, I ain't like your favorite fucking rapper. Trying to preach a message to the youth that black lives matter. Climbing up the ladder, trying to do it faster than you lame ass mainstream niggas trying to play catch up.
Welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising. It's a podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of two black polyamorous women living in New York City who are in their 20s and black and feminist and multiple identities. If you want to follow along to what we're doing, you can use the hashtag InnerHoeUprising on Twitter, Instagram, or whatever the fuck. And also, if we sound a little different, it's because we're doing a Skype record because we were mad busy this week.
Hell yeah. Our hoe of the week is anti-national. The man,
He threw up at our party. But he also is a really, really big fan of the show and has been since, like, jump.
Yeah.
Met him on Tinder. But he's actually just a normal fan who isn't like, yo, baby, show me your titties. So, yeah, shout out to him. Our music this week is going to definitely be something from the Dark Suns mixtape, which is by Diverse Concept and Superlative Sane, because they're the only people who ever gave us music in all of time. And fuck the rest of you.
Right. Now on to our segment. Fuck that!
Current events topics of the week.
Cut to a side shot inside the cab, and a girl gets in, black hair, lots of makeup, and squeezing a nice curvy figure into a tight blue dress. The video begins with a small Latina with dirty blonde hair lying face down on a massage table with nothing but a small towel covering her ass.
This week, Pornhub continues to be an innovator and leader in accessibility and diversity. Pornhub will officially have narration on their videos. So this happened, announced Wednesday. They added, it's called Described Video. I went and I checked it out, and it's really great because it was like both like Siri-like, but at the same time very explicit, and at the same time very like human-like. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things. So it was a woman, and she's getting massaged down the back and eventually to the bottom, and it says he slowly moves the towel from her cute little butt. And then it like described where, like it was describing setting the scene. It was just like, she lays on the table, her perky ass front and center. So it's like oddly like human-like, but at the same time, what the fuck?
The one I watched also like commented on the mise-en-scene. It was like, there's like, I don't even remember. It was like, you know how porn has just like shitty props in the background or whatever? They were like the flannel coat on the table. Like, just commenting on how ugly it is. Wait. And they also comment on the weird cuts of the edit.
Oh my gosh, exactly. Yeah. Suddenly, his dick is out.
Yeah. But that's what you get when you pay for, like, shitty Pornhub described video instead of, like, the full length, you know?
Mm.
Like, they want you to know that it's jarring. So you can become a premium member.
So you can, you can really hear it in great detail. I'm just amazed. Exactly. This is, it's like really, it's funny, but it's also like extremely great, you know?
Yeah, it's very accessible. Like, go Pornhub. Yeah.
We'll still be hearing the same, yeah, like, mad racist shit things sometimes. Like, you know, really bad, negative things that porn can be. But at the same
time,
that's
a really good point.
Match, it's just like, this nigger bitch gets his cock up her virginal. So I don't know, like. But, you know, some people like
that. Yeah, he pulls it down to her huge nigger ass. Like, something like that.
But if you like that, if that's what you want, like, you're a black woman watching it.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're woke as fuck, but this is what turns you on, then that's just what
that
it is.
Nigger ass.
Trigger warning for the sexual assault of a child.
Neighbors tell me they'd often see little girls dressed in Amish clothing running around the yard here, often peeking out of windows, but always acting extremely skittish.
Some grim news. Although, why did you laugh?
Oh, because it is kind of weird. Yeah, okay.
It's very strange. A while back, guys, we were telling you about this dope African, she a chief, correct?
Mm-hmm.
A chief who, like, banned child marriage, and was killing it.
I forgot which country.
Yeah, same. I don't remember at all. But, you know, we did talk about it. That did definitely happen.
Yeah.
And we were struggling to find examples of the ways that, like, we like kind of make Africa seem like this like backwards country where like horrible atrocities happen. But this week, a man by the name of Lee Kaplan, 51, living in Pennsylvania, was found holding 13 girls in captivity. Most notably, this couple, Sevilla and Daniel Stalsfus. Mispronounce it, but that's life, you know.
Rough ass names.
That's, yeah, for me anyway. They apparently they're the parents of many of the children, and they gifted their daughter when she was 14 to Lee Kaplan because they were facing a financial ruin. Side note: they were Stav and Dan. It's her nickname now. They were on Amish previously, and I don't know if that has to do with their poverty, but they were having a hard time, and they. I don't know, though.
Yeah, because every article was like, by the way, they were Amish. And that was kind of weird to me, too.
Yeah, because it didn't seem like, to
okay.
It's just so side note. So obviously it's very sad because the girl, 18, fathered two kids by this guy. So
mothered. She mothered the two kids.
Mothered. Other these two kids. He sexually assaulted them, and all three of them have charges against them. Kaplan is charged with statutory sexual assault, corruption of minors, and aggravated indecent assault. Oh, and indecent assault. And unlawful contact with a minor. It's mad stuff. And then the parents were charged with endangering the welfare of a child. So, and something else. But, so yeah, they're being charged. What strikes me as really strange, though, is that it seems like everyone in the neighborhood knew something weird was going on, but no one quite said anything. Yeah, they would see,
like, the kids wearing blue, like, the same exact blue dresses or whatever, yeah. And they would always look really, really frightened, but it took a very long time for, I guess, one of the neighbors to actually call the cops.
Yeah, and there's also another, well, they say that some people said stuff, but they weren't taken seriously, but there's also no record of people complaining, but it's that, but I don't know if that's...
So, did they just say it in the open air? But is that... Like, did they actually make a real report where they're just like, something weird going on there, and then, like, walk away?
But some of the... One woman actually did do something. She did do something. She walked up and apparently like she just saw kids like running away in the background. Like she went up during Halloween. God. And then so when the police went in, so there were 13 children in total. 12 kids and then one 18-year-old adult. But they were all wearing blue dresses. The neighbors also said that they used to see a blue light coming from the back of the house.
That is so creepy.
I don't know what that
means.
What
the fuck was that blue light?
I don't know what that means. And then the neighbors also said that they saw kids picking from trees in the front yard. What
the fuck was he doing?
But strangely enough, he would also bring them all to a hot dog place nearby. And the man...
This is sad, but this is mad.
It's really strange. And like, the guy who owned the hot dog place was just like, he's one of the smartest men I've ever met. But that doesn't excuse what he did. Like, he probably said.
I would love to know based on what.
What conversations. Like, I want to sit in on these conversations.
Oh, he also used to live with the Amish people?
Yeah, he used to live with the parents back in the day.
Oh, which is that's so unusual. Creepy.
Yeah.
That means he knew the girl when she was, like, even littler, exactly. Which is even more terrible.
And apparently he says he was homeschooling the girls. He wanted to teach them the, keep them away from the evils of the world. But he is the fucking evil of the world.
Yeah, he is the evil of the world. Very, Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh my god. You're right. And last detail, which is unrelated to
Kimmy
Schmidt.
I just wonder how often this happens.
Who knows? Because they're hidden, you know? People are trying to...
Also makes me wonder, who are the other, 11 girls? One of them is the gift... One of them is two of them are her children, but there's like, I can't do math. We're without Lucas today. Is that eight other people? Yeah, it's eight other kids. Who the fuck are those other kids? So, like, were they also gifts? Did he kidnap those children? Are those his children?
CNN said something about those other kids being the kids of Dan and Stav, but nowhere else mentioned that.
Men and Stav?
Oh, sorry. That's why Daniel, the Stolzfus people. None of that helped.
Oh, Dan and Sav.
Yeah.
And he said men and staff.
Oh, you know, I did. Like,
what
I
the
did
fuck
add
is
a
she
T.
talking about?
I did add a T.
Okay. So what the fuck were you talking about?
That's exactly. I was
Oh,
talking
so
about
they
that.
Were other kids of them? That's what CNN thinks?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Stop having kids, Dan and Sav.
Yeah, stop.
Like, you're poor, so you keep selling your kids to this guy, but are you poor because you keep having these kids? Or are you having these kids because you're poor? Because that's an even another level of fucked upness.
Yeah.
Like, why can't they go on government aid? Like, is that not enough?
I have no...
Because that's an issue, you know?
I don't...
If government aid isn't enough and people feel like they need to have kids to sell them.
Jesus, that's extra fucked. You're right. You were absolutely right about that. I didn't understand what you were saying at first, then as it formed, I was like, damn. That's like a commitment, though. That's like years of just birthing children to pay your debts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't.
It's like, how much in debt are they?
It's very much like slavery.
Maybe that's what happens when you, like, maybe that's why people keep saying they were Amish. Like, maybe that's what happens when you leave, when you go on your Rumspringa. That's the only Amish term that I'll ever know.
Is that when you, you leave for a day?
It's not just a day. It's, like, however long it takes you to find yourself or whatever.
Oh, wow.
And then you come back and you're like, I want to be in the Amish community or I don't want to be in the Amish community.
Oh,
but you're Rumspringa.
That's...
It was a really weird show called Growing Up Amish that I used to watch. It was very odd.
And yet that's the only...
I don't know why it was a show.
And that's the only word
that's
you
the
know.
The only thing I remember, yes. Rumspringa.
So, this week in Australia... basically, a troll gets jailed for being a fucking troll. I was gonna say a gentleman, but a fucking piece of dick by the name of Zane.
Yes,
Alchin.
Exactly what I was gonna say.
By the name of Zane Alchin, faces the potential of getting up to 3 years in prison for harassing a woman online. Her name is Olivia Melville. So basically, Olivia, one day, woke up and found out that her Tinder profile was posted to Facebook. And in it, she quoted, what is the song? Is it Only or Always? Only by Drake?
Yeah.
It was where Nicki was like, the song Only by Nicki Minaj. And it's a line that Drake says where he's like, the type that want to suck you dry and then eat some lunch with you. I have this whole song memorized, by the way, so you guys know.
I remember when you rapped that for
me.
Yeah,
I really like it.
I was like, good. I like that line, too.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, suck you dry, jeez. But anyway, so that's, like, what's on her Tinder profile. And she's getting, like, shit from everybody. They're calling her, you know, they're slut-shaming her. They're saying, like, what would her parents think if they had seen this?
You mean the people who are commenting on it on Facebook,
yeah,
like the screen grab,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
Quick correction. So it wasn't actually, Zane didn't post it. It was a guy by the name of Chris Hall posted her Tinder profile to Facebook. So Zane comes in a little bit later. So Olivia's first, her first thing to do is she calls them out. She's just like, oh, didn't know I, shout out to boys posting your Tinder profile on Facebook. I wasn't aware I had to put my CV in my Tinder bio. Apparently Drake lyrics aren't okay. Shame on you, Chris Hall, for your ignorance of Drake and good taste.
your ignorance of Drake and good taste. But even if it wasn't Drake, even if like she was just literally the type of girl to suck you dry and eat some lunch with you, it's fucking Tinder.
It is Tinder.
It's for sex.
That's what people are looking
for. How are we
for?
Shaming people for saying what they want and are good at in regards to sex on like a hookup app?
Exactly.
Like what the fuck?
That's where
really
it
Virgin
be.
Madonna type shit.
That's where
I mean, yeah. Virgin whore. I always do that.
The Virgin Madonna. It's like
the virgin and the other virgin.
Yeah, it's very virginal. yeah. So that was Chris Hall first was shaming, and then this stupid guy, Zane comes in and he comes in hard with like the rape threats, you know, saying really shitty things. Ugh. Like, what's so great about like raping feminists is that they're tighter because they don't get any action. Like just really bad stuff. So,
yeah, Olivia, not even funny.
Not funny at all. Not funny at all. So Olivia calls the cops. It takes them a week to respond. Her friends were also like helping her fight against the trolling, the harassment. And they started an organization called. Hold on, I remember it being a weird name. Sorry, a moment.
Is it Sexual Violence Won't Be Silenced?
Yes, yeah.
Is that it?
Although it's just like...
That is a weird name. It's just a sentence.
It is. But it's also the violence should be silenced.
Yeah. I get... Yeah. It's also phrased incorrectly.
Yeah.
But
I
they're trying to do
I respect them. I respect them. So they start a group to raise awareness. And so basically, so this guy was actually criminally charged. The police investigated. And so it turns out that trolling, or like, you know, just making like actual sexual harassy statements to people, will no longer is not tolerated there in Australia. And I hope that becomes like a fucking lesson to the world. Because I've normalized it.
Seriously.
It's just like on all the slam pow videos on YouTube, thank God we remove them. But like, anytime a video pops up, I'm like, ugh, this is going to be some really shitty, disgusting thing. And it usually is.
Yeah, that's the only comments we get nowadays.
Or really bad ones. Like, how are you fucking finding our videos years after we've made them, and you have to put, like...
They're literally seeking it out.
Yeah, like...
They're looking for black, queer, feminist content, just to show.
They have the most awareness of our existence. Like, they really understand us, so they can really cut us down.
We're huge in the misogynistic internet troll community.
Goals.
Just weird. Like how David Hasselhoff is really big in Germany.
Really?
But for, like, no reason. That's us.
Having a period is expensive. The Huffington Post estimates that supplies like hygiene products and ibuprofen cost about $18,000 over the course of a lifetime. And for those who are homeless or in prison, or for the majority of New York City's kids in public schools who come from low-income families, that time of the month can be daunting.
Yeah! Pads and tampons will, in New York City, will officially be free in these three places. In public schools, homeless shelters, and correctional facilities. And this is...
Those are all really great things.
Yeah. No, all of them are kind of awesome. Because if you think about it, like...
I was very Sorry.
No, go for it.
I was very disturbed when I found out that, like, because you needed, to buy pads and tampons in commissary, that people would, like, who couldn't afford it, would just, like, go days with, like, the same pad and stuff like that, or just not have pads.
Oh my
like,
God.
Can you imagine doing that?
No. I can't, because it's never been like a, you know, I've always been able to afford pads and tampons.
Exactly, exactly.
To just have to
and I did think about that as well in regards to like homeless folks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, because it's like some women will, you'll have to like wear bloodstained clothes for days or weeks because you can't buy new clothes, can't wash them.
Exactly.
Or you'll try, but people kick you out of places because you have blood on your pants. And in schools, like, if your family can't afford pads and tampons, you know, you can't go to school. So it's, like, really important to young girls, to girls' education as well. And it's, like, there's a federal, like, budget for, like, toilet paper. Like, toilet paper is seen as, like, everybody has to wipe their ass and vag.
Yeah.
But people with vaginas will all, like, for unless you have, like, a... some sort of different thing happening with your body, but you will bleed. That's, like, gonna happen. It's natural. So why aren't pads and tampons just free?
Because niggas don't care about women.
Exactly.
But thank you, Mayor de Blasio.
Yes.
Wait, is this state or
this is
or
state.
City?
Oh, just kidding.
Oh, thank you.
No. It is
city?
It is city. It is city.
Oh, yeah, de Blasio. Fuck Cuomo, am I right?
Yeah. No, but yeah. No, you're right. You are right.
But not for anything that I've... Okay. Yeah.
Not for anything that I've experienced or felt.
Oh, it's Megan.
Fuck Cuomo.
Not yet, anyway. Or that I'm aware of currently at this moment. But I'm sure he's done some dickhead shit. I'm just not politically engaged.
On that level. So, this is the nation's first ever legislative, like, menstrual package. So hopefully other places follow. Like, we're really leading the way. I'm proud to be a New Yorker.
Nice. Yeah I think de Blasio's, like, not doing a bad job. Trigger warning for the sexual assault of a child.
This is video of 21-year-old Stephanie Figueroa from 2013 during the World Martial Arts Championships. The report stated she wanted to have sex with him, in which the boy replied, "I don't care."
So recently in Orlando, Florida, we've had another account of some childhood sexual, I guess this is abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Like verbal abuse and also some touchy things. Sexual assault is what I mean to say. So Stephanie
we take sexual assault very seriously here at
Slam Pal. Exactly. Stephanie Figueroa, for some reason she has two N's in her name, is a 21-year-old karate teacher at the Next Gen Martial Arts School in Orlando, Florida. She has been arrested for allegedly sending nude photos of herself to an 11-year-old student in the school, and also sending, like, sexed messages, but also it's not sexting if it's a kid. It's just like it's weird just sexually assault. Explicit messages to a child.
Exactly.
Telling him that she wanted to have sex with him. So she's being charged with child abuse, solicitation of a minor via computer, and showing obscene materials to a child. Apparently she's been quote-unquote flirting with this boy for months, according to him. And then on June 15th, the boy's mom found her nude text to him, as well as a message telling him that she couldn't wait for the school's next sleepover event because she was going to have sex with him, quote-unquote, in a hard way.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, what the fuck does in a hard way mean?
That was like her
like add
dumbing
more
it down.
Rape to your rape?
I don't know. I think that she's trying to like dumb it down for a child, but he still has a
good fuck. Oh, ew. Like rough sex?
like
that's what she's trying to say?
In a hard way.
In a
hard way on your peewee. That's what it that's like
oh god.
That's how it read to me. That's how I heard it, but
I see. Okay, so in addition to the fact that this is just a terrible thing that happened to this boy, the story seems to be trending because Figueroa allegedly texted the boy saying, "I want to have sex with you," to which the boy responded, "Okay, IDC." Okay, I don't care. I thought that was great. I thought that was gold. After that, #OKIDC started to trend on Twitter. And a lot of people were like making light of it, saying, like for example, one person said, "If that kid really responded to that teacher's nudes with okay IDC, he's a goddamn legend." And then other people were kind of like, "Why are you making light of the situation?" One person tweeted, "The joking behind okay IDC reveals that many men and women don't believe boys need to be protected from sexual predators." But I think that boys and girls need to be protected from sexual predators, but I also believe that was a great fucking response. It was a well-crafted response.
It's fucking hilarious to me.
To a sexual predator.
Yeah.
He's that nigga for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that makes him...
like, that's great.
Like, that makes him even more... Not like, that makes him, like, heroic, but not really. You know, he's just, like, resisting someone's sexual, like, assault. He's, like, putting up a fight, kind of, in a, like, a minor way. But I think
it's like the modern day version of like Stranger Danger, like coming over in his van or whatever, and you're just like, "My mom told me not to talk to strangers." And you just like run away or whatever. Yeah. Like that's what his okay IDC is.
Yeah,
but it's just so passive.
Okay,
like, all right, bitch, get the fuck out of my inbox with your rapey ass. That's what it said to me. And
I wish that's what he had said. Yeah,
I wish he really nailed her.
Be you know, a like, very her.
But also kids. Kids that do like respond to advances from sexual predators and like a more what am I trying to say who are actually like open to predator sexual advantage because they just don't know any better. Mm-hmm. Like I feel for those kids too. I just happen to like this kid's response.
Yeah, exactly.
Not trying to make light of the situation.
Yeah, there's no.
This is what we do with every situation on the show. Actually,
what,
like, we don't make light, but we do laugh a lot.
We find the humor in it, but
there was a lot of chuckles in that pulse thing.
Yeah, there were.
Yeah, we find the humor in it.
Oh no, but we have respect. Like, clearly, I don't know. I think you can tell when someone's being a dick and when someone's not being a dick. I don't think we're being.
Yeah, because I mean, in this situation, like the okay IDC, it's not like. A couple of weeks ago with that kid and people were like, "I can't believe that kid smashed the teacher with his dumb haircut." Like, you're still victimizing the kid. Mm-hmm. But in this case, we're making fun of the girl, or the woman, actually, the 21-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Another point about this story. So, apparently Next Gen Extreme, what a shitty name, Next Gen Extreme Martial Arts, and then Extreme, like, doesn't even have an E. That bothers me. But whatever. They haven't... I don't think they've responded to comments from, like, news stations. But their only comment is on Facebook. And it says, "No comments." It's like a Facebook status, I guess. "No comments because it's only accusations. This case can take 6 months to a year to be convicted, comma, was a setup, exclamation point."
What the fuck?
Did she write that her fucking self?
I feel like she did.
What is that?
Because, like...
What is that?
No comment.
The grammar was, like, poor.
It's really
it
poor.
All weird.
And why is it still up? Does she
Maybe
run?
She owns Next Gen Extreme Martial Arts.
Say, she probably does.
It's just such a bad name. I feel like Asian people hate us as Americans.
You know?
Next Gen Extreme Martial Arts.
hopefully,
like, this is something that's like a sacred art form to me. You're calling it extreme.
Hopefully they just find it funny. They watch us being stupid and they laugh, you know?
A new ghosting app automatically responds to unwanted text messages. So there's this new app called Ghostbot. It's on Android and iPhone, so sorry to Windows users.
Oh.
And the app automatically sends cold responses to text messages from people you've chosen to, quote-unquote, ghost. So this is via The Guardian. Apparently the app can detect messages where someone's, like, asking you out, and it'll auto-reply with things like nope or sorry, just me and my pizza emoji tonight, which is, like, real dickhead shit, you know? But, like, really getting the point across, like, I don't want to talk to you. It works with, oh, and it keeps going until the person is quiet, so it'll on forever, unless they send a picture emoji, in which case it can't respond, which makes sense, because, like, how is it supposed to know what the picture says? Some next level artificial intelligence if it says that, if it
no,
sees
word,
that.
No, word,
it'll
happen soon.
It works with something, right, and then we all die. That's when the computer apocalypse occurs. It works with something called the Burner app, which is basically an app, like what it says, like how you would have a burner phone. It gives you, like, burner numbers.
Oh, wow.
For people who you want to call, text, and picture message, but, like, you don't want to give them your real number. So, and it gives you, like, unlimited fake numbers or something like that. Very cool app. Yeah, so it actually got really, really dickhead. Like, there's a commercial for it or whatever, and I was watching it. And then the end of the commercial, like, they had, like, a little short message, like, a message sequence between two people, like, someone and the actual app. And the last thing that the app said was, nope, see you never.
Oh, shit, that's rude.
It's mad rude. So I wouldn't use it because I would just block someone's number personally. But if you don't want to block someone's number, this is the app for you, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would you use it?
It depends on how, if the person was being a dick and, like, I felt like I could not leave the situation without being a dick back, I would totally use this.
But you didn't want to put in, like, the actual effort to be a dick back?
Exactly. I could just watch it happen. If Ghost App wanted to be really savage, it could sign as Ghost App. That way people know that they're, that you used an app to
drops
ghost
mic.
Them. Yeah.
So this week, I'm designating the Stonewall National Monument as the newest addition to America's national park system. Stonewall will be our first national monument to tell the story of the struggle for LGBT rights.
So Stonewall has officially become a landmark.
Woo!
And by officially, I mean, like, Obama said so. I don't know how things officially become landmarks. Or, like, a federal landmark versus a state landmark or whatever.
Oh,
but
neither.
Stonewall is a federal landmark. This is from CNN. President Barack Obama announced Friday that he was designating the area around Stonewall as the country's first national Stonewall and the area around Stonewall as the country's first national monument to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender rights. So a little bit of history for people who don't know about Stonewall before we close this section out. It is a bar located in Greenwich Village in New York City. It used to be owned by the mafia at the time of the Stonewall Rebellion.
I didn't know that.
It was not just, yeah, I learned mad stuff.
Wait, how did...
Wikipedia, my friends, how, Wikipedia.
How did that affect,
hmm?
Did that have anything to do with, like, I don't know, with the mafia, like, gay friendly, or were they just, like, capitalizing on a gay space?
Yeah, the mob was capitalizing on the fact that there weren't spaces for gay people because anti-gay, lesbian, transgender, all that shit, stigma was high, so people couldn't go into, like, regular establishments. They'd be turned away or whatever, so, like, those bars that the mafia owned were, they just let them in or whatever. But they would do, like, fucked up shit, like, they would, what's the word I'm looking for? Extort people who were in the closet for money and stuff. But yeah, just like two types of people who just met each other halfway, I guess. So yeah, it was not just a quote unquote gay bar, as many people are led to believe. It catered to drag queens, transgender people, effeminate young men, butch lesbians, male prostitutes, and homeless youth. So just people who were like under the umbrella of queer.
Yeah.
Need a place to
and
meet.
What yeah exactly So the whole event that kind of kickstarted like the LGBT rights movement was the Stonewall. A lot of people call it riot, but people who were involved in it and people in the LGBT community prefer to call it the Stonewall Uprising or the Stonewall Rebellion. Cause it wasn't just like an aimless riot. It was like for rights and stuff like that. Basically, so the police raided Stonewall on June 28th, 1969. And they typically raided LGBT bars at the time. And apparently there was like this procedure to like take people out of the bathrooms or whatever, and everyone would like line up against the wall or whatever. And if people didn't fit like gender roles or whatever, like for example, if there was like a transgender man in the men's room, or if there was a cross-dressing woman in the men's room who was like dressed like a man or like a butch lesbian or something like that, or if there was like a trans woman in the woman's room or whatever, just people who weren't typically assigning to gender roles in the way they were supposed to be in the bathrooms, they would take them out and they would arrest them for being in the quote-unquote wrong bathroom. Sounds very familiar.
I was about to say, sounds arbitrary, stupid, and very recent. It could be our country, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, how did this shit not stop? It's like 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's the thing, this is like the thing that started the gay rights movement, and last year or whatever, everyone got their marriage rights and were like, well, it's done, but the same thing that started the shit in the first place is literally still happening.
That's what happens when you in mass. Fix fucking, when you're not intersectional about your progress or your protests or your feminism.
Exactly.
You just ignore the root of the problem.
Speaking of which, so, whatever, whatever happened at Stonewall that day, it was like a little bit more, like people were a little bit more agitated or whatever. There was a butch lesbian woman by the name of Stormé Delaveri, who was half black and half white. She came from New Orleans, or her family came from New Orleans or whatever. And this is how the story goes. There's like differing accounts, but a lot of people accept this account. Apparently she was one of the people who was being arrested, and she had handcuffs or whatever. And she said that her handcuffs were too tight. So she said to the officers, can you like loosen my handcuffs or whatever, and she was just kind of like being agitative, like she was just like moving around or whatever and saying like loosen my handcuffs, and one of the officers hit her on the head with a baton or whatever, and like she was like bleeding down her face and her back and something like that, and so she yelled at the crowd like, why don't you do something? And then everyone was like, well, it's time to start this shit, you know, it's time to get shit popping or whatever.
Imagine everyone looks around and it's like, you know what, why don't we do something?
Yeah, exactly. It was like one of those moments. Like, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Yeah.
And yeah, like someone had yelled out like gay power or something like that, or gay rights. Another woman, this was a trans woman, a black trans woman by the name of Marsha P. Johnson. It's also another woman who's credited with like starting the whole thing or whatever, because apparently she was like one of the first people to like hit a cop. Like, after everything started or whatever, I think she, like, hit somebody with her purse or whatever, and then she went on to, like, form all of these transgender rights groups and stuff like that, and she was also very big in the AIDS awareness movement and stuff. So those are, like, two people who nobody ever thinks or talks about in regards to Stonewall. I feel like it's because they're, like, they're at those differing intersections in the LGBT community or whatever. Like, they're both women of color. Mm-hmm. One is a trans woman, one is a lesbian. Like, they're not just, like, typical cisgender white gay man who's skinny and able-bodied and is the actual face of the LGBT movement as it pertains today or whatever.
Yeah, he could basically fit into all the white privileged things, except he's gay, so he's left out.
Exactly. So after this happened, there was like another day of like violence and stuff like that, and people protested outside of the Stonewall Inn for several days, and from there a lot of people started forming various activist groups and stuff like that, and eventually that led to the first march for LGBT rights in July of 1969. So that is kind of the birth of the Pride movement, and that's why we have Pride today, at least here in New York City, and that's why also Pride Month is like June, because Stonewall and all of this stuff kickstarted in June. Also, So here's a direct quote from Wikipedia, but I think it's important to say. After the Stonewall riots, gays and lesbians in New York City faced gender, race, class, and generational obstacles to becoming a cohesive community, which is kind of like why like the Pride movement took that face of the white cisgender man mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And that's also why people have their own little pockets of things that they do during Pride Month or have their own Pride Months, like how there's like the Trans Day of Action and the Trans Day of Remembrance. And then also like there's various black prides in the country that aren't just into the whole June white pride thing. For example, our Black Pride in New York City occurs in August and it's on a beach.
Hell
way cooler.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. But kind of serious. And yeah, that's it about Stonewall. I think it was important for our audience who did not know the history to know the history.
Yeah.
Or a little bit of it, yeah. The history.
I've done a little bit of it, but this was super detailed, and I feel smarter now. And it's just like, it's also police brutality has always been going on against queer
it's
people
always
of
the
color.
Thing. Yeah.
It's the same fucking yeah. struggle did that's you- always been happening.
Did you see that that rainbow colored police van?
Yes.
That's like trending.
It's mad offensive.
That is like a slap in the face. Like the thing that started the fucking movement was police brutality.
Yeah.
And police are still not very nice to, maybe they're nice to like cisgender white gay men, but they're not nice to everyone else.
No. Not at all.
Like very far from it actually.
They're
you're painting your van a rainbow color and it's all good now just because like a mass shooting happened. Like, your sins have not been absolved, you know?
No, and even if you are, like, a gay officer, like, you have to be aware of, like, the implications of you being a police officer. And just, like, know your fucking history.
Totally.
Know why that's insensitive and, like, not,
Totally.
It's like when my one of my old bosses once said, like, oh, there's a lot of sad police things going on. Put some happy images up there. This is a man who's, like, dictating what gets on TV. And it's just like, that's not how you make anything right or make anyone feel okay. Like, you like, mm-hmm. make certain people feel a little more comfortable. Like, oh, see, the NYPD are nice to black people. Oh, they do like black women. Oh, they do like gay people.
Yeah.
No, nigga, that one...
You can't just take that one instance.
Exactly. That one white
and
cop...
And, like, use it to erase a whole systematic thing against people.
Exactly.
Like, systematic oppression against an entire population of people.
Exactly. It makes someone feel more comfortable... it usually makes the oppressor feel more comfortable about them oppressing people while like it allows violence
exactly
to continue
right.
Because you say, oh, see, this isn't happening because look at this one officer hugging this one black boy. Everything's okay. Nothing is okay.
Yeah.
People are still brutalized and it continues on in that fashion.
That's exactly it.
No
word.
Yeah.
With that, happy Pride.
Happy Pride!
Right?
Yeah. No, it's going to be great. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
We're not just victims. We celebrate.
So true. Very true.
That's it for Fuck That!
Now on to Fuck It!
Woohoo!
Topic of the day.
Today's
boobs. Mammaries. Jugs.
Chesticles.
Rack.
Watermelons. Cantaloupes.
Bee stings. If you got little titties.
Golf balls.
Oh, we never said boobs, which is interesting.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why. I call them boobs.
That's
all
usually
the time.
What I call them, actually.
I don't say tits. Like, I don't refer to my ovolvular package as my pussy. I don't refer to my breasts as my tits.
Good. Wait, what did you call it? Your what package?
My volvular package.
Yeah. That's what I gotta start calling that.
Titties! Mm-hmm. Where to begin? What are they?
Yes, what are they?
Well, to start, well, for men and women both have titties,
mm-hmm.
because, everyone is, like, a woman before.
Anatomical woman.
An anatomical female before
yeah.
they become a male or not become a male, or become intersex, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We all start off as a ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So, men and women have titties. But women have mammary glands, so we can, you know,
lactate
milk to babies. Yeah, if we so choose, we could just hand out milk to babies on the
could
street.
Could you imagine?
If we want to.
That's how I would make my money. You know, I would just sit here. Oh, make a milk for kids.
People sell.
I can do that from home.
People sell their breast milk.
They do. You can do that. Sometimes people make ice cream out of it, which is interesting.
It's just like the woman who made like yogurt out of the bacteria in her vagina.
Oh, yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Moving on. Yeah. I don't want to stay there.
Anyway, it was a tangy taste. That's what she had. She described it.
A titty taste. Anyway,
a tangy taste.
Oh,
to her.
Oh God. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
real anyway. Nice.
Onward. So basically, there's all these like little ducks. I think there's like 21 or 23 in the early 20s, the low 20s, and they all like merge into like the nipple area.
The good thing about recording from home is that I can just actually whip out my titty and look at it. That's what I'm doing right
now.
I
was touching my titty. This I was doing the same.
Here we are. Looking at our breasts.
It becomes an audio porn. both Sam and I are now touching our breasts, inspecting them for
research purposes.
Whatever they are. Yeah. Research. Master of Sex is a funny show because of that. It's funny to me. And it converges into your nipple. And if you're like me and you at one point found yourself looking at your breasts and you were like, hey, where does the milk come out if I don't have a hole here? Mm-hmm. There's mad pores on your nipple.
Yeah.
And that's just where it comes out.
Yeah.
I thought.
Do they come from every single pore?
That I'm not sure about.
It definitely sprays out.
It must feel so interesting.
Huh? Oh, like when it comes out?
It must. Yeah.
I imagine it hurts too, because like premenstrual, during PMS or whatever, my breasts get very, very heavy. Why do they do that? I feel like you know.
No, I don't. I thought
you were the resident period expert, but apparently you're not. We can't be friends anymore.
There's some limitations to my knowledge. I'll get there.
I imagine they get like really, really heavy with like the milk or whatever, and it seems like in shows at least, because I wasn't like old enough to remember when my mom was lactating or whatever. What am I saying? Like it has to like be released, you know? Like, even if the child is not ready to, like, receive the milk or whatever, they have to, like, drain it or something like that.
There's milk in there.
Or, like, milk themselves.
Oh, you can, like, pump it out.
Yeah, that's what I mean, pump it.
Yeah, you
drain
can pump it.
It.
Yeah, it does seem... It does seem very painful.
Yeah.
But also, it's also interesting because I'm aroused by the sensation of lips on my nipple.
Me too, and I never wanted to have a kid there, you know? That's weird.
Yeah, it's just a child sucking on your nipple. Like, what if it does feel good in the same? Like, what if it feels sexual?
But it's also like, you know,
in which case I guess you,
like, when you go to your gyno or whatever and they put whatever the fuck up your pussy, like that's not how you feel during sex, unless you do.
No.
Yeah. So.
No, it's.
I assume like when it's your kid, you're like, okay. Should we go on to nipples at all? Nipple piercings are interesting to me, because what happens when you do breastfeed, you know? Like, do you gotta take them out? I assume so, because the child swallow that.
Yeah, you don't want your child swallowing metal piercing.
Yeah.
It seems painful and unproductive. I don't know. It's also, your titties also, my friend was saying that, it seems like you're hurting your baby, not helping your baby, so it's unproductive time with your child.
Yep.
A friend of mine, so she has a nipple piercing. It was a funny, one of those funny drunken nights where I was, when I get drunk enough, everyone is a sexual object to me.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. So I was hanging out with my friend, and I was not that I was hitting on her girlfriend, but I found out that she had a nipple ring.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, can I see it? out of curiosity, it was definitely out of curiosity to see a nipple ring.
Mm-hmm.
But also part to see of me has gained some form of sexual pleasure from it. Even though the main reason that I was looking was I was like, oh my God, I've never seen a nipple ring.
So it was like 85% nipple ring. Oh, I cannot do math. Is that 15? Is that 15? What's that?
I don't know.
15% horny. Whatever. Moving on.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I should have just done 90-10. Yes. God damn.
Yeah, it was the mix of... yeah, right? It was the mix of, like, curiosity... She was also a very attractive person, and I like titties.
Titties are very nice to look at. They're very interesting things. I want to go back to breastfeeding for 1 second and just note that, you know, it is weird how, like, you were saying, like, it's like a sexual sensation or whatever, but Is that because it feels good always, or are titties just sexualized? Because titties are sexualized, and then that comes into the whole thing where it's like women just want to breastfeed in public.
There's a story of a man who was harassing a woman at like a Walmart or a Target or something, mm-hmm. who was breastfeeding, mm-hmm. and a bunch of employees like kicked him out together.
Good, good. What was he even saying?
Yeah.
Like, was he saying, you shouldn't be doing this here?
I don't remember.
So weird.
My memory, something is saying that he was vague. He was slut shaming her.
Wow.
Like, put those away or something. But it's just like our, like, breasts or women's breasts, people who identify as women's breasts, don't just exist for men's sexual pleasure. They're not just sex.
Exactly.
Balls.
Exactly.
Sex orbs.
Yeah.
That we carry around in our chest mm-hmm. for your amusement. Mm-hmm. Even though I think I like my breast. I've become fond of my breast over the years.
What do you mean, as a sexual object?
I guess so, yeah.
No, I think that's fine.
Oh, I guess we can get into, like...
Get it.
Like, breast envy.
Oh. Okay, sure. But yeah, I mean, I think it's fine to understand the fact that this is, like, this is an item that has, like, a purpose and a function, whether you choose to use it or not. And it's not just, it's like women's vaginas, for example, like they're literally a sex organ or whatever, but like when someone's walking down the street, just because they have a vagina doesn't mean all of a sudden like their whole purpose is sex as a person, you know, or that it's your right to comment on that person's sex object or whatever. Also, like you use hands during sex, but you say like, put those hands away or whatever, or like some people find legs sexy, but when I'm wearing shorts is like, put those legs away. Because I'm getting too turned on.
Yeah,
it's like,
I mean,
no. Even if you feel that way,
cover your legs up, though. Yeah, calm yourself down. Just because you are aroused by people's legs walking around doesn't mean that they have to put them away.
Exactly.
It's hot. Or, I like my fucking legs. I want to show them to the world. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to hear your fucking bullshit. Same thing with my breasts. Mm-hmm. I like them. Mm-hmm. I like stuff that... I have to get more, like, things that have, like, strappy tops. Like, I love cutouts, mm-hmm. particularly around the breast area. Mm-hmm. I want more of those, but it's just, like, my experience is usually guys, like, before they even look you in the eyes on the street, their, like, eyes are coming up from looking at your breasts.
It's so disturbing. That's always weird to me, because I feel like they're not even that large, like mine. It's like, okay, the fuck are you doing? Like, you're purposely trying to make me feel, like, odd, you know? Or that my whole existence is sexual.
It's either weird, because I feel similarly. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, I'm not like, it's like very much a flat plane between these breasts, you know. So when guys are all oogly, I'm like, what are you actually looking at?
Exactly.
But of course, I think that also goes into like, we're either underestimating how great our breasts look, because maybe guys just like them, you know. Some guys like
small boobs. Yeah, you're right.
And because of course, but still, you know, there's a variety
don't
of
make
breasts.
Me feel like that.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, I think a lot of street harassment is like a power trip for people.
Exactly. That is like the point to make someone feel uncomfortable.
Because it's not to fuck me, because that's not going to happen this way.
Or they're trying to mathematically analyze our flat planes. That could also be the case. Yeah,
that's the respectful, responsible way to think about it. They're not dicks. They're just very smart people doing math all the time.
Exactly.
We just misunderstand them.
Mathematicians walking around left and right.
So you called your titties small. How have you felt about your breast size, like over your life?
First, they just didn't exist, and then it was like that whole training bra thing or whatever, and everybody was developing them. I never really felt jealous of anybody during those times or whatever because I just didn't care. And then when they really came in, which was just like, I feel like it was like an A, and then all of a sudden it was pretty much the size that I have now. I was fascinated with them or whatever because I thought they looked nice. And I was just excited to have boobs, and I liked them. I would like look in the mirror and be like, these are titties. I'd like hold them and stuff like that. Like in the mirror. And then, like, after that, I guess, because, like, I don't know, I feel like they kind of, like, go into this triangular, like, coney shape or whatever, and I was like, ugh. I also have really big nipples that protrude, and I just felt like I had cone boobs for a very long time, and that bothered me, because, you know, boobs and porn aren't really, like, coney. They're, like, very full and large. But then... I was in high school, and then I saw, like, everybody's titties. Not everybody's titties, but, you know, like, friendship titties and stuff like that. And I'd be like, well, you know, most people's boobs do not look like porn boobs, so I'm very okay with my boobs. And now, I like them because I do have these large nipples, and I hear that that's a good thing from various people. I do think that they're kind of small. They're like, I'm looking at them right now. I'm holding my naked breast right now as we speak, guys. I think that they are small because they're like a B cup and people can go up to like H's. So they're like one size up from the beginning size. I don't think that they're very large or whatever. But they are perky. And with the right push-up bra, everything's great. And I have a lot of push-up bras, and I just have a lot of shirts that, accentuate them. So I am proud and happy with my breasts right now. How about you?
Yeah, I used to think you had huge boobs.
Nah, it's all facade.
I was under that impression for so long.
It's all a facade.
And then, you guys will find out soon is that Sam and I were recently shirtless on camera together. Oh, you found out already. You know this.
Yeah.
You didn't tell them.
Oh, yeah. Everyone knows what our breasts look like, actually.
Well, they will soon. Oh, yeah. You're right.
Pretty much.
If you guys want to get a sense of our breasts, you can check out our Instagram at @slam_pal.
Yeah.
And you should see. They'll be there.
Yeah.
You can also check out our video on YouTube, Breasts in American Culture.
Yes. Yes. We are in our bras.
In terms of my personal breast history, I don't remember it as detailed as yours. I just remember, like, feeling like my boobs were small in comparison to, like, everyone else's, like my cousins. I had one cousin in particular who her boobs were just seemed bigger than mine, you know. Uh-huh. But, you know, over time, I think, you know, John is a very kind, supportive, beautiful human being. Yeah. And he just has such nice things to say about my breasts, you know, and he sees them frequently. And, you know, that's helped with my self-confidence. And also, just something changed in my mind where, like, I used to think I didn't have, I was big on the ass factor, but, like, I was like, I got a big ass, a round tummy, and these tiny boobs. But suddenly, yeah. I just, like, feel like I've gone the more body-positive route. Now I'm like, yeah, I got this big ass, this round-ass tummy, and these boobs that I like.
Yeah.
And I think it just happened as I got more body-positive. Because I've seen women with, you know, just larger breasts looking great. And I've seen a woman, 10.10 has small titties, and she looks amazing as well, you know? So I think I've just slowly, but I've, you know, I used to feel bad, and I think I'm like a 34B in theory somewhere in the world, but I've never had my breasts measured. I should go do that somewhere. You can do that at Victoria's Secrets, right?
Yeah, but don't do it with them. They're stupid. They're, not to use ableist language, they're not competent in what they're doing. I measured with them one time, and they said that I was an A, and it's just not the case, you know? Like, they're small, but they're not that small.
I see.
Like, if I wore an A, it would be weird spillage or, like, tightness around the band.
Yeah,
I did, like, my normal band, which is, like, 34 to 36, depending on whatever the cut. So, yeah, they have no idea what they're talking about. Go to Sears.
Sears,
JCPenney, Macy's, they'll actually tell you what your actual bra size is, unless you want to go to like some specialty store, in which case they'd probably do it better. But I don't know where those places are. And there's many Sears in the city.
Yeah, there's many a Sears. Capitalism. So yeah, you know, thank you. I will go there. Because I need to know. Because all my bras are shit at this point. There's one bra that looks nice. My friend got me two bralettes, which I think are cute. Because I love bra things. As you all know, at this point, I love being shirtless. You know, I'm ready. Just ready to embrace that life.
How many bras do you own? I need...
Let me think. I have two flesh tone, aka white people flesh tone.
Yeah.
One black bra that I go to. Two bralettes. And then one pinkish bra that I don't really wear. So I don't even count it. I do own it, but it's really five bras make up my lifestyle, but I lost one of them, so really four. And I guess I rewear them a lot. I wonder, like, yeah,
That was my next question. When should you wash your bra? When it stinks. I have a bra.
I guess.
It was an entire complete mess. I have a bra right next to me, but, like, I shouldn't have it right next to me, you know? That's what I'm trying to say. It smells fine. But that's because I washed it a couple of days ago. Yeah, I mean, I try to... I'll just smell it Like, after, like, in the summertime, I'm a very sweaty person or whatever, so, like, a bra can get mad crazy in, like, a week. So I'll just be like, well, it's time for you to go. But I try not to wash them that often because, like, I tumble dry because lazy. And that shit fucks up the underwire. And most of my bras, if not all, have underwire. And I own about maybe, like, 3 or 4 bras at this point. Black, gray, tan. Bought another black one for, whatchamacallit. So that's a strapless bra. And those are very interesting. Yeah. Oh, and then I have a ton of sports bras, which is usually what I wear, to be honest. Because they're comfy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they cover up my large nipples.
Aww, I gotta try that out. Are they large, though?
They're very pointy.
How big are they?
Do have a ruler near me.
Pointy boobs.
This is always, this always happens when we record. There's always a ruler next to me. Okay. I just gotta, tweak them a little bit to get them, you know, hard, because sometimes they're not, but usually they are.
Your nipples are always hard?
Usually, yeah.
Mine go from being extremely pointy to being just very soft and not pointy.
Yeah, mine are hardly ever like that, that's the thing. All right, so I'm measuring right now. It's not quite at the half-inch mark, but it's almost there, you know?
Oh, interesting. I was going to say mine are 1 inch long, but I'm not using a ruler. I'm just speculating.
No, 1 inch would be really crazy, I think. Looking at 1 inch right here, that would be a really long nipple.
Okay. Oh, this is nipple length. Sorry, I was thinking about my areola, which is not your nipple, guys.
I feel like mine are very large, too. I'm about to measure that right now. Oh, my God. Type of freak of nature. No, I'm just kidding. But still. It's like 2.5 inches.
What the fuck
am I? Going down, and now it's due going across, because it's a perfect circle, right? It should be the same. 2.5 inches down, 2 inches across. That means nothing, though, because I have nothing to check it against.
Compare
it
to.
Like, there's no average. I mean, I'm sure
everybody,
there is, but
are nipples. They all, we could.
Yeah,
but they vary. Just like there are 8 different kinds of, actual nipples.
Tell us.
So you got the what they call the normal nipple, which I think describes my nipple, which is areola, relatively flattish to the breast. Mm-hmm. Although maybe I have more of a puffy nipple, with the nipple protruding outwards a little bit.
Okay.
So there's that's the normal nipple, which it's like the porn nipple, I think. Then there's a flat nipple, where the nipple is just basically flat with the areola. It can pucker out when you're aroused or, with temperature changes, if you're cold, and then with stimulation. Then there's the inverted nipple, which I had no idea people could have inverted nipples until I have a friend of mine who has inverted nipples. Mm-hmm. Have we talked? I feel like I've mentioned her a million times, the fact that she exists.
I have heard that, yes.
Oops. Okay. Tell everybody about this friend. So there's grade 1, 2, and 3. Grade 1 is where it's slightly inverted and you can pull it out, make it pucker out with your finger, and it'll stay for a little bit, but it'll ultimately go back. Grade 2, and it poses a little bit of complication with breastfeeding, but not that much. Mm-hmm. Then there's grade 2, where it just gets harder and harder to pull out. So grade 2 is you can pull it out, but it'll go back in, but it's a little more complicated to breastfeed with. And then grade 3 is where it's really, really in the areola, and you can't really take it out, or if you do, it's just goes back in there immediately. But I think grade 3 actually might not be able.
I see.
It's nearly impossible to breastfeed with a grade 3 inverted nipple. And then the last one, which this is less than 8, my bad, the last one is I think it's called unilateral. So you have one nipple out, and then one nipple will be in. And so they describe it as your breasts are winking at you.
Oh, that's cute. Wait, what's the puffy nipple? Did you say that one?
Oh, and then there's the puffy nipple, where it's just that your nipple is a little puffy, like your areola, or your areola can puff, and your nipple can also be puffy.
Okay.
I advise you all, just because these are weird, shitty descriptions, just Google the pictures of different kinds of nipples, and it might provide you with some entertainment. Because I had no idea, you know. I thought everybody's nipples look like mine. Wow, what color would you describe your nipples as? I guess it depends on your skin tone, right?
Let's take another look! dark brown? They're darker than me.
I think
they're like way darker, than, darker me, actually. Than me. If they were a person, they would be a dark skinned person.
Yes.
As opposed to the rest of my nipple, which is a light skin. The rest of my boob, which is a light skinned person.
Light skinned breast, dark skinned nipple.
Yeah, exactly.
We are all team. Oh, you have long nipples, as they call them. Seems to. Yeah. I just saw a picture. I just saw a picture. Looking at breasts right now.
Wait, let me see, because. Long nipple. Like, I don't know how. I don't think they're that long. Longnipple.tumblr.com. What the fuck is happening here? This is when I just beat off really quick. This is when Sam just masturbates. So, yeah, my nipples are not that long. What the fuck? Oh. I'm seeing some really long nipples. They're not that long.
Oh, just kidding then. JK.
Maybe it's just the fact that they're always pointy. I think that's the thing.
It was also cold when I saw your nipples, so.
Hmm?
It was cold when I saw your nipples, like, so I'm, like, basing that off of, like, the coldest you've probably been in a while. But that's
usually how they are, you know? Like, they're just always erect nipples. Maybe they're not long, they're just erect. Or maybe they are long, I don't know. Let's talk about tits in terms of sex. What do you do with them? What do you do with them?
Well, I like to touch them.
Uh-huh. It's always like making out, whip out titty, suck on titties, mm-hmm. you know? Like, that's just like the way it goes. That's what second base is, I think, but I don't really know.
Yeah, neither do I. I never went by the base system.
Yeah, because I don't know.
I went from base one to sex very quickly in my life.
To me, the bases were just very like a white people film, like white people teen films that I used to watch. Like, I don't know if I've ever actually heard real people refer to things like that. Sounds like I'm saying white people aren't real. I mean, people outside of TV. It's like Pico-tap. Oh my god. The white man is not a real man. He's a caveman or something like that.
That's so funny. We're like the most anti-Hotep you'll find, except for this. Oh god. That's like one of my favorite parts of making out, like when it goes beyond lips and the breasts are being touched.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what I'm like, yes.
Do you like to have your breasts suckled or bitten? The fact that you just mentioned me to comment on Facebook, what are we doing? I've been measuring my boob, you're just scrolling. This is what happens when Lucas is not here. Like, I have the ruler under both of my boobs and I'm just making it go up. For no reason.
Because I can't see you. I can talk to you, but it's like being on the phone, except we're recording, like we're making a living here. That's what it is.
Oh yeah, what did I say? Do you like to have your breasts sucked on, bitten?
Yes. I don't like bitten very hard. I like nibbled. Mm-hmm. It's a nice little nibble situation.
I don't like nibbles. Suckled, at all,
hell yeah.
It always hurts.
What?
I said I don't like nibbles at hurts. All. It always hurts.
Mm. Oh, I guess maybe you just get extra tender.
But also, my titties just are sore for 2 weeks out of every month because of this PMS shit.
I see. I like to have, like, this is not just my nipple areola area, but, like, my breasts themselves gently licked. That's, like, real excellent. And it usually happens, like, as John is traveling downward to my vulvular package for a gourmet meal. That's like one of the stops he makes on the trip.
See, that's why I would love to have a threesome, because I would like to have someone like servicing my titties while I'm getting head.
Oof. Wow.
And that would just be the best combination of things, but.
You turned me out a little bit there.
You're just getting, is that just like you're getting head and like the person will like finger you or whatever and then like put those fluids on your titties and that's nice, but it's just like, it's a knockoff of the real version, which is to have two people servicing you at once.
That's, oh my gosh, that's why in Naruto there's a character who has mouths on his hand, the thing we're talking about in Daidera.
That is the situation. That is the situation needed.
All of the porn, all of the adult fan fiction is he's down there and his mouth hands are on Sakura's titties. And I'm like, yes, this is what it is.
That's perfect. That's even better than two people because he has two mouths, because he has two hands. Well, he has three mouths.
Well, he has two mouths.
Three mouths.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. It's kind of perfect. Oh, God.
Diadera.
What else in regards to sex? Do you do titty fucking?
No, I have not tried that.
Okay.
I have yet to try that. What do you think?
Any interest?
any interest? Yeah, I'd try it out. I think I want to try it. I'd like to see how it is if John, like, comes on my face. So I feel like that can happen, mm-hmm. like, at the end of a titty fuck situation. Mm-hmm. But also, I don't know, like, I'd have to, I don't know if I can successfully create enough.
Oh, you can. you can. I can do it. You can do it. Thanks. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, you can. Oh, you know what? I am doing it through my bra. I'm doing it right now.
Yeah. I'll do it to the ruler.
Yeah, how about you? You tried it?
Yeah, I've done that a lot. Well, not a lot.
A lot.
Several times. Enough times, yeah. I mean, it's a good substitute when you're, like, on your period or whatever. And you just want to be like,
interesting. You
know, here's another thing. Or, like, when you don't feel like doing, like, a full blowjob, you know? But you can just, like, lick the tip of the dick while someone's titty fucking you. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you just have to hold your tits. And sometimes that gets tiring. But I assume people with larger tits don't have to hold it as tight, but, you know, whatever. You make do. And then some oil, some oil or some spit just to get things, like, lubed up. Yeah.
Oh.
It's not a bad time.
I'll try that out.
Do you use your boobs while you're giving head?
Say that again?
Do you use your boobs while you're giving head? Are you giving a beej?
Oh, with my breasts? No, I've never done that.
Okay.
I've never even thought about doing that.
Try it out.
I just didn't think it was possible. That's really all it is. I just did not think with my breast size that I could do something like that.
Well, right now, like, just protrude your breasts forward or whatever. You know, arch your back. That's what I'm doing right now. And then hold them. And then pretend there's a dick right there. You know, you just, like, eh. Like, if your tongue goes long enough, like, it's not going to be, like, as involved as someone with, like, bigger breasts, but, you know, it's still possible. I just, that's what I want the come away of this podcast to be.
The come away.
You two little titty men and women can use your little titties for pleasure.
For great pleasure.
Fuck.
Exactly. Right. You two can titty fuck. Or incorporate your titties in a blowjob.
I feel inspired.
Yeah, you just have to, like, go for it. Like, because at first, you know, it's, like, the maneuvering. Like, one time, I was having sex with Kardeem or whatever, and, I was like, let me just lick my titty right now. We're getting real freaky, right? But, like, I just have to maneuver a little bit for that to happen, and I didn't maneuver enough, so it didn't happen, and then he was looking at me, and I was just like, oh, damn. Sorry, I didn't do it. I just felt embarrassed. But, like, you just have to go for it, you know? Like, you just have to go all the way. You have to, like... You have to try. You can't give up because then you end up looking weird, or then you get embarrassed. Well, it's like, well, I know that it's possible because I've done it before, but in that moment it just didn't happen. So it just like I know I can do it. You know,
I can lick my titty. Hold on. Exactly. Just wait. Just you wait.
Give me a moment.
Oh my god. I love that. That's so funny. Oh, man. Breast humor. Well, guys, that's kind of it for our booby section. Oh, boobies, tatas, titties, tilities. this year, is it all for the rest of the year? Or, yeah. No,
I think
summer.
We should just
it's
try
summer.
Challenge.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, guys, this summer, Sam and I are going for a no bra summer 16 challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So, A lot of people who identify as men this might be easy for you, but for everybody who wears a bra regularly, mm-hmm. We are going to try to not wear our bras as often as possible. Mm-hmm. The past 2 days, I have been braless, and it has been great.
I, too, have been braless. Starting yesterday. Well, starting, the past 2 days. Today is not ended yet, but I'm not going to wear a bra today either.
So we ask you guys to... send us pictures of your braless chest. I don't know how people can tell us. Let us know how it goes if you engage in this. Send us pictures of your titties. And we will celebrate with you.
But, like, in a shirt, because, you know, Instagram's policies don't have that shit, you know? So
yeah,
it has to be
in
something, just not in a bra.
Yes, and we'll feature them on our Instagram, and it won't be creepy, because we're just celebrating being braless and fucking enjoying it.
Exactly. Hashtag Inner Ho Uprising, and, you know, hashtag No Bra. No Bra exactly. Summer 16.
Exactly.
Maybe all three of those things. Now, hashtag Inner Ho Uprising, hashtag No Bra, hashtag No Bra Summer 16. No spaces, guys.
Yeah. All okay. right, so that's it for Fuck It.
Now on to Fuck Me.
Fuck Me.
All right, go forward.
So is this week, so John cut his hair. So I've always been scared of John cutting his hair because I have this, of course, I love him no matter what, obviously, you know how it is.
Personally,
but
yes.
I had this fear that like I wouldn't find him. Yeah, you know how it is. But I had this fear that like I wouldn't find him attractive anymore. So like I went to bed early because yesterday I had like the worst, like I went to my cousin's little recital, which was mad inspiring, but I had a major headache. So I went to bed mad early, extra early. And I woke up in the middle of the night, and John, it was like maybe 4, and John wasn't in bed. And usually if I wake up and he's not in bed, I go get him because he's probably fallen asleep on the couch. Mm-hmm. And I didn't do that this night. So I fall asleep and I wake up to him getting in bed a little bit later. And it was dark. Yeah. So I couldn't see. And he was just like, I just wanted to let you know that I cut off all my hair. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like dying of curiosity. So I turned the light on and I looked at it and I was like scared because I was like, you know, because he looked different.
It really,
you know, I was just alarmed because no, that was my mind. That was my mind. I'm a very supportive person, so I was like,
just like the middle of the night, your girlfriend is like yelling at your face.
No, it wasn't that bad. I had to get used to it. Because now, I guess now that it's like a few hours later, and I see him like, oh, he looks the same. I just worried that his face would somehow change, because I liked his hair, you know, it was like little, it's like wispy and like light, and it's like, oh, the little wispies, and I like to play with his hair, you know. And now it's probably how he felt when I cut off my, chopped my afro, you know, there's less fro to play around then. But, you know, I'll enjoy playing with his head, just like, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. If you can understand what that means. And yeah, so he cut his hair.
He's waxing it.
Yeah, exactly. So he cut his hair, and I still love him. And he just looks different. He looks kind of Walter White-ish. I have to get him a Walter White hat.
He does look kind of Walter White-ish.
Yeah.
That's great. Yep. So what is his plan afterwards?
We just have to.
Does he like it? Is this his new thing, or is he just?
Oh, he regrets it. He regrets it. He says that he wished he had just, like, he tried to cut his hair himself,
accident.
And he fucked up, and he's like, well, can't go to a barber now, they'll just make fun of me. So he just cut it all off, and it'll grow back, because he said it's already longer than it was when he cut it or whatever, like, it's just already starting to come back a little bit, which is crazy. I feel like white people hair grows really fast for some reason. I've always felt that way. It's just like, oh, Becky cut her fucking hair.
It's straighter, and it retains more moisture, so it's less likely to break
off. Ah, interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, also it's straighter, so it's not growing curly, so it doesn't have, like, shrinkage and shit like that. So in theory, like, you have way more hair than John.
Yes, I do.
But it just, like, doesn't look like it.
Oh, white people. Just kidding. But I'm not. I'm not.
Those non-humans.
They're fake. Yeah, that's it for me. What about y'all?
Okay, cool. So this week, my period's coming, and just like all of the PMS symptoms happen all at once. Well, first of all, I can go back to this later. One of those symptoms is just like anger, right? Mm-hmm. And sadness, but it's been a combination of both. But like for the past couple of weeks, Akeem has just been on his Snapchat with like different lady folk, and I'm just like, wow, I hate everyone and I hate them especially, but I don't. But you know, jealousy is a thing, and I do feel it. So today, me and Akeem were hanging out yesterday. We went to Queens International Night Market, which I wanted to give a shout out to because there's like a whole bunch of food there, and if you live in Queens, you should go every Saturday 6 to 12.
Oh shit! Really?
But yeah, we were just hanging out
next week.
Yeah. Oh, so much good food. So much good food. Yeah, we were just hanging out, having a good time. And in the back of my mind, I'm just like, he's not taking pictures of me to put on his Snapchat. Why does he hate me? And then this morning, I was just like, Keem, I know you hate me, and why don't you want to go and do all these cool, fun things with me or whatever? Like, obviously, we did something cool and fun the night before, but, like, I had suggested it, and I was just feeling like, do you like to go anywhere with me? Just, like, feeling insecurities and stuff like that. And I knew that when I was doing it, I was being a bit unreasonable. And by a bit, I mean totally unreasonable. But still, you know, sometimes you just want to, like, get out feelings and emotions, especially with your partner or whatever. So I was like, I know I'm being a baby, blah, blah. And I told him all these things. And then he told me, like, that I was, in fact, being unreasonable. But he was still like, I love you, and you're the one for me, and, like, just, like, nice reassuring things or whatever, and saying that he still wants to do cool, fun stuff with me, and then he gave me, like, this huge hug afterwards, and I was like, wow, even after I, like, kind of shat on your life a little bit, you still embraced me, gave me something I needed at that moment, so just wanted to dedicate my fuck me to Akeem this week. And then also, I had to go to the gynecologist earlier this week or whatever, which I'll talk about next week maybe, or maybe the week after I get my results. But he went with me, and he was, like, in the room with me or whatever as they fucking, like, peeled open my vagina and, like, swabbed up there and were, like, doing things because they were doing a biopsy. And it was, like, very uncomfortable, and he, like, saw all of the pained expressions on my face, and I looked over, and he would, like, make funny faces to make me laugh and stuff like that. And just the fact that he went with me, and then afterwards I was like, what if I'm not okay? And I, like, cried or whatever, and he held me, and then he took me to get sushi, and I fucking love sushi. So he was just being mad supportive all week, all life, all day, all year.
Oh, I peeped, peeped all of that on your Snapchat, and it's nice to have the the background story to it. That's... I also, you know what, I too will dedicate my fuck me to Akeem, because he's great. That's that's just so kind of him. I'm so glad that he's given you, like, you know, the emotional, I guess emotional and physical support, because he was there with you, you know? Yeah, because you deserve it, because you're great.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's all sentimental right now. Yeah. A little bit too happy in this moment.
touching our breasts together, laughing at the pulse shooting. Like, why are we like this? Why are we like this? That's friendship. Well, that's it for fuck me. Or no?
Yep. Now on to Fuck You! The segment where we talk about your lives. Send your questions, your comments, your concerns, your feedback? I don't know what else. Anything you want to send us. Your dig bigs. Your titty bigs. Yeah, oh, no. But you should hashtag really that to us. All to IHUpodcast@gmail.com. And today we have a nice little note from... Ooh, there's no fake name here. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Ashley. So, Ashley writes... Hello, hi, and what's up? My name is Ashley, and I'm writing in about the episode Ho Summer. So I was listening to the podcast, and I heard one of my fave hoes say that their birthday was on July 4th, and I wanted to say twinning! My birthday is also on the 4th of July. I would love to say happy birthday whenever you guys get this message, and if you read it on the podcast. I also want to say thank you to everyone who is part of making this podcast, as it has made my days. And that I enjoy listening to you guys every time I see a podcast is an understatement. I hope that you read this on the podcast, and that is all I have to say for right now. Maybe later I will have some juicy stories about my whole summers. Thank you. Thank you, Ashley. Sorry, I took out your real name because I didn't know if you wanted us to use your real name. But happy birthday to you, because the next time we'll be back is going to be July 5th. So you enjoy your birthday. I'll enjoy mine. I will I'll have a drink for you. You should have a drink for me if you drink. If not, have a cup of water, a hot dog, I don't know. Enjoy your birthday.
You can have some nice infused ass water.
Yeah, exactly. With like lemons and strawberries.
Happy
and
birthday.
No. Unless you want dick.
Cucumbers and
boobs. Put a boob in your glass.
Exactly. That's it for the Inner Ho Uprising.
Woo!
If you like the episode, let us know. Let us know the size of your breasts or the size of breasts you like. If you have really small breasts, tell us about them. Large breasts, tell us more about them. I'm just kidding. Oh. I didn't mean that in a rude way. I just meant just tell us about them.
We're more interested.
Yeah, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, use our hashtag NoBra. NoBra Summer 16. And show us your NoBra, your addition to the NoBra challenge. Do it every day. Or not. whatever you want to do.
Your goddamn life.
Yeah, and also use the hashtag Inner Hoe Uprising. Special shout out to the Bodega Podcast. We are about to head out to record an episode with them right now. And that episode should be out. I feel like they drop their episodes on Tuesdays. But when it is out, we will let you guys know on all of our socials and stuff like that, and we'll reshare the episode. So yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be enjoy us on there.
It's gonna be dope. Please leave us reviews on iTunes because it helps more people find out about us, and also share with your friends. We noticed that we've been growing lately, and we know it's because of you guys. So thank you so much for spreading the word.
You can follow us on Twitter at @slam_pow, Periscope at @slam_pow, Instagram at @slam_pow, YouTube at youtube.com/slampowproductions, as well as Facebook Slam Pow Productions.
Mm-hmm.
And you can follow me personally on Instagram at Shanika Powell, SHANIKAPOWELL, or on what is that thing called? Snapchat. I'm Volcano Vulva. It's based on a personal story of my whole entire life. So yeah, follow me. You can check me out there. Slam Delium.
And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at SlamRid. That's Rid with two D's. You can follow me on Snapchat at SAMANNERZ, Smanners. And that is also my Facebook. And when we go on Facebook Live, you can watch us there as long as you follow me on Facebook. In addition to that, we are now recording on Sundays. So if you would like to watch our together Periscope segment, that's going to be on Sundays now around noonish. And then our personal Periscope segments, which I have not been doing lately because I'm a sack of shit. Sheik is on Wednesdays and I am on Thursdays, but I'm thinking of doing it on Fridays. I just don't know, but I'll let you know when I do. That's it.
Yeah, just hang out with us when we're on. Time for a little something sexy.
This award, this is not for me. This is for the real organizers all over the country, the activists, the civil rights attorneys, the struggling parents, the families, the teachers, the students that are realizing that a system built to divide and impoverish and destroy us cannot stand if we do. All right. It's kind of basic mathematics. The more we learn about who we are and how we got here, the more we will mobilize. Now, this is also in particular for the black women in particular who have spent their lifetimes dedicated to nurturing everyone before themselves. We can and will do better for you. If you have a critique for the resistance, for our resistance, then you better have an established record of critique of our oppression. If you have no interest, if you have no interest in equal rights for black people, then do not make suggestions to those who do. Sit down. We've been floating this country on credit for centuries, yo. And we're done watching and waiting while this invention called whiteness uses and abuses us, burying black people out of sight and out of mind while extracting our culture, our dollars, our entertainment like oil, black gold, ghettoizing and demeaning our creations, then stealing them, gentrifying our genius, and then trying us on like costumes before discarding our bodies like rinds of strange fruit. The thing is that just because we're magic doesn't mean we're not real.